Okay, so today I just want to have a really honest conversation with you. Like, not the polished version, not the Instagram version, the real version. Because if you're serious about scaling to £100,000 months and beyond, this is the stuff that actually matters. Now, recently, Forbes shared insights into the biggest challenges founders are facing in 2026. And when I read it, I kind of just paused and thought, yeah, this is exactly what I see every single day. Not just with clients, but honestly, in my own journey over the years too. So let's just talk through this properly. First, the big one, the founder bottleneck. And I really want you to listen to this because this one can be a little bit uncomfortable. So there was a point in one of my businesses where things were actually going well. Revenue was coming in, we were growing. On the outside, everything looked great. But behind the scenes, it felt heavy, like slow, frustrating, a bit chaotic. And I remember thinking, why does this feel harder when the business is doing better? And the truth was, everything went through me, every decision, every approval, every problem. And I told myself, well, that's leadership. That's just part of it. But it wasn't. It was the control. And what I didn't realize at the time was I had become the bottleneck. Like, the business literally could not move faster than me. And the moment I saw that, like really saw it, everything started to shift. I stopped trying to do everything and started focusing on building the machine, letting go, trusting more, making decisions faster. And honestly, that is when things actually started to scale properly. Now, the second thing, the affordability crisis. And this one, I've lived as well because there was a time where revenue looked strong. Like on paper, you'd think, wow, that's doing well. But when I looked closer, profit didn't match. Money was going out as fast as it was coming in. Team, tools, ads, subscriptions. And I remember thinking, I should feel more successful than this. But I didn't. And the reason was simple. I didn't fully understand my numbers at that level, not deeply enough. And once I did, once I really looked at where money was leaking, what was actually profitable, what needed to go, it was like I'd created money overnight, same business, same revenue, but completely different outcome. And this is what I see now with so many founders. Like, you're making money, but it's not landing. And if you don't fix that, scaling just amplifies the problem. Now let's talk about the shift everyone's talking about. The whole SaaS shift, or what some are calling the SaaS apocalypse. And honestly, this doesn't surprise me because I've seen so many founders over the years build products thinking, if I make this scalable, I'll be free. People don't just want access. They want results. They want support. They want guidance. They want someone to help them actually get there. And that's why the most successful things I've built have never just been information. They've been experiences, support, implementation, and transformation. Because people don't pay for content, they pay for outcomes. Now, this next one, I think we need to be really honest about no real market need. And I've been there. I've launched things before that didn't land. And you know that feeling, right? You put something out there, you're excited about it, and it's just quiet. And you try and justify it. It's the timing. I need better marketing. It's the algorithm. But deep down, you know, it's not solving a big enough problem. And I had to learn to stop forcing ideas and start listening, really listening. What do people actually really need? What are they struggling with? What would they pay to fix? And when I shifted into that, everything got easier. Sales felt natural, content flowed, demand increased because I wasn't pushing anymore. I was solving. Now, platform dependency, this is a big one right now because so many founders are building their entire business on one platform, one source of leads. And that's risky because platforms change, algorithms shift, costs go up. And I made a decision quite early on. I didn't want my business to depend on something I didn't control. So I focused on building a brand, building authority, building relationships, because those things don't disappear overnight. And that gives you stability and finally visibility. And this one's personal because there was a time where I didn't fully show up. Like I was there, but not really. Holding back, softening my message, playing a bit smaller than I should have. And I remember thinking, what if people don't like this version of me? But the opposite happened. The more I stepped into my voice, the more I said what I actually thought, the more aligned people came in, the business grew faster and it felt easier because I wasn't trying to be liked. I was being real. And that builds trust. So when you look at all of this, it's not random. It's a shift, a new era of business where you can't be the bottleneck. You have to know your numbers. Your model has to work. Your offer has to be needed. And your voice actually matters. And so let me just ask you something. Where might you be holding yourself back right now? Like, honestly, where are you over-controlling, overthinking, overcomplicating? And what would happen if you just let go of that next layer and stepped into the CEO version of you that already knows what to do? Because she's there. She has always been there. And if you're listening to this and thinking, okay, I can see exactly where I'm the bottleneck. I can see where money's leaking. I can see what's not scaling. Then this is exactly where my Money Map 90-minute intensives come in. Because in that session, we don't just talk strategy. We go deep into your business. We map where your next cash is coming from, where you're leaking profit, what to scale, what to simplify, and how to unlock revenue that's already sitting there. And on average, we unlock around £150,000 in these sessions, sometimes more. I've seen it go up to £1 million across a 12-month business period without more leads and without more noise, just by fixing what is already there. So if you're ready for that level of clarity, just DM me MAP on Instagram or head to dawnmcgrewer.com and book your session. And as always, think like a millionaire, scale like a CEO, expand like an icon.